Experts say the number of students with autism who graduate high school in the next decade will be unprecedented. One recent study says 1 in 3 young adults with autism has no paid job experience, no college, and no technical school, nearly 7 years after high school graduation. Some young adults with autism are taking a crack at a 4-year college degree. KUOW's Brian Buckaloo introduces you to one of them in our series, Coming of Age with Autism.
Alex Brenner walked into his psychologist's office one day this summer. Right away, he thought he'd done something wrong. Both his parents were standing at the front desk. As he closed the door, his mom handed him a letter.
She said, "Read it." I sat down, and I opened it, and it said, "Congratulations, you're getting into the University of Washington."
That's why his parents were there.
I was actually stunned. It was probably the only word I'd describe right now. It was a big deal.
His dad helped him uncork a bottle of champagne, and they celebrated right there on the spot. The University of Washington in Seattle was Alex's first choice among schools. He'd been studying for 4 years at a community college to get his grades up. Finally, all of his hard work had paid off. But sitting there holding his acceptance letter, another wave of realization washed over him. Soon, he'd be living on his own in a new city, a long drive from his parents' home in Tacoma. He suddenly felt nervous.
Because I've always kind of relied on others, or at least have had an adult figure to kind of like talk to or just be a friend with. And I never had that with peers, because I'd always irk them or be a little creeped out because I was socially awkward. And pretty much they were the only ones I could talk to, so to have that kind of taken away, it's going to be a very new experience for me.
I'm cautiously optimistic, let's put it that way.
That's Valerie Brenner, Alex's mom.
It is time, because he's known for a long time that he will be living, you know, as an adult. But you always have concerns, and you have concerns with your typical children too.
Getting into the UW was a major accomplishment, but this new chapter in Alex's life is actually much bigger than just going off to college.
What I worry about is when we're not around anymore, because he has no siblings and we have no family, so to speak.
Alex's new apartment is actually a test. It's a test to see if he can manage living on his own. So the stakes are high move-in day. Everyone hopes it goes smoothly, but almost immediately things start to go sideways. Alex and his dad pull up in front of the building with all of Alex's belongings packed into a moving truck. But Valerie is already there, and she's not happy at all. Standing in the living room, she looks around, and all she sees are problems.
So starting in the kitchen, the refrigerator is dirty underneath and on the outside. The countertops are dirty.
Valerie walks from the kitchen to the living room, pointing out what's wrong. She's visibly upset, and she's made a list.
The stove hood is greasy. The shelving paper needs to be replaced in the cabinets. Cabinets need to be cleaned and dusted.
When she shows her list to the rental agent, the agent says, basically, it's a college apartment. You can take it or leave it. Valerie and the agent get into an argument, and Alex gets uncomfortable and leaves. When he returns later, after the agent is gone, Valerie tells Alex, this is real life. You have to stand up for yourself, or people will walk all over you. Valerie gives the apartment a deep clean herself. Alex and his dad move his stuff into the smaller of 2 bedrooms. I ask him if he's having trouble fitting all of his stuff in.
For now, yes. I mean, you can just feel the tension in this room already when you walked in.
Yeah, I was going to say, so are you tired of moving?
Yes. I just want to lie down and, I don't know, sleep for a week.
And that's what Valerie worries about when Alex lives on his own. That he'll get overwhelmed by details, or that he'll get bullied. Valerie always assumed Alex would move out, but she hasn't always been confident that he'd be able to manage once he did. So she developed ways to help him practice while he was still living at home.
The last couple of years, we've treated his bedroom as an apartment, so to speak. He's got his own refrigerator and microwave in there. He's got a mailbox outside the door so that when the mail comes, and he gets a lot of junk mail, he's able to go through that.
Now Valerie hopes those lessons apply to more than just sorting the mail.
You know, that's what we have tried to teach him is, you know, start here and there and there. Try not to let stuff get to a point where it piles up, because if it does, then you're not going to know where to start. He will shut down is what he does.
People with autism spectrum disorders have to figure out different ways to make their days work. Moving into a new apartment, Valerie says Alex may need some visual reminders to keep him on track.
I've actually known some on the spectrum that have a schedule from the minute they get up to the minute they go to bed at night.
It's actually broken way down into daily flow charts, like if I get up and take a shower, I'll have this much time. If I don't take a shower, I'll have time to do this or this or this.
We haven't had to do that with him yet, but, you know, I hope we don't have to, but we may have to. It just depends on what goes on with him. So,
Alex says he knows his mom feels scared by all of the sudden changes.
As far as my dad goes, I think he's more, I think he's more realistic. In which he's thinking, hey, you know what, you're going to be able to do this.
What do you want to tell your parents?
I want to say that LOS is probably going to be really stressful to begin with. And, yeah, I'll screw up at times. I mean, I'm not a freaking robot or anything. I'm bound to make mistakes, but I'll pull through.
A month after Alex starts school, I stopped by to visit. He'd finished his only class for the day, physics. That's his toughest class, but he's found someone to tutor him. Most days he goes to school in the morning and then spends his afternoons and evenings studying. The University of Washington, he says, is much harder than the community college he got his associate's degree from. Plus, he has to advocate for himself now.
It's a totally new experience to me.
When Alex had trouble dealing with complicated situations in the past, he had his parents to lean on. If he needed to make an appointment with the teacher, he'd ask his parents to do it.
Now I'm kind of learning how to do it by myself.
It's a first for him, resolving his own problems and figuring out a routine. He says he likes making his own schedule.
You know, it's like you can mold it kind of like clay. You can mold it in any shape you want, any shape you please. You could just have a 5 o'clock breakfast or something. Or pizza for breakfast. I had that once.
He never did that at home. Alex and his roommate have decorated how they like, and they've arranged the furniture in a way that works for them. I ask Alex if he ever gets homesick.
I miss certain parts of home, like my dog and spending a little bit of time with my parents. But I think I'm prepared to live on my own.
One of the first indicators will be his grades. They come out in a few weeks. Alex is a part-time student. He'll go full-time when he and his parents decide he's ready. He hopes to graduate in 3 years. If he does, he'll be the first among his autism support group to graduate from a 4-year university. For KUOW, I'm Brian Buckaloo.
More about young adulthood and autism in the other two parts of our series. Funding for Coming of Age with Autism was provided by the KUOW Program Venture Fund. Contributors include Paul and Lori Ahern and KUOW listener subscribers. To hear stories from our series or to learn more about the Program Venture Fund, go to kuow.org.